Nada.
Milan Hauner is a leading Czech historian whose area of expertise is World War II, Germany, and Czech-German relations. He himself was born during the war in 1940 to a Czech-German couple who were both deaf. In this edition of Panorama, Professor Hauner, who teaches at the University of Wisconsin, outlines aspects of his own fascinating family history, starting with his grandfather, Wilhelm Julius Hauner, a leading military historian, translator, and anti-Nazi journalist.
When Heydrich came to this country, he was arrested because he maintained close links with the Czech military, then, of course, out of retired and forced retirement, but still organized in the underground because the Czech military formed the first underground line of resistance, opposition to Nazi occupation. So obviously he had many friends among them and remained in contact. So he was sent to the worst concentration camp in the Nazi system in Austria, Mauthausen. And the official entry into the Todesbuch of Mauthausen is Auf der Flucht erschossen, which means shot while attempting to escape, which is absolute nonsense. He was 64 years old and they smashed his glasses during the interrogation. He couldn't see. He would be the last person to attempt to run against the electric wire. So they got rid of him, as I learned later, because he stood in the way. They needed to clear the barrack number 13 for incoming Russian prisoners of war, and the commandant just crossed, old people who couldn't work in the quarry as superfluent, and so he died. And my uncle, his son, died after the attempt on Heydrich's life, shot during martial law here in Prague in early June 1942.
As well as killing his grandfather and uncle, the Nazis brought Milan Hauner's parents together. But for one of their many heinous policies, the couple might never have married.
My mother was German, but not Sudeten German. She lived in the center of Germany, in Thuringia. And she escaped. My father saved her life because she wanted to kill herself due to the brutal Nazi dealing with people who were handicapped because of their illness or some health problem. And she was earmarked for sterilization. And there was only one in little print in the verdict. This is a chapter which very few people know, that people who were married to foreigners, that these laws would not be applied to them as to the rest of the German citizens. So my mother, who knew my father, and my father was very much in love with her, but she resisted his temptation until... then obviously she asked him, would you like to marry me? He said, yes, instantly, but you must come tomorrow. Otherwise, something terrible happens. And he came and saved her. So it was quite incredible. So even this cruel history had its romance. And thanks to that, I'm here. And so my brother. The handicap probably saved my life, because otherwise my parents would be active in political underground and executed just like my grandfather or my uncle.
Professor Hauner's father, Wilhelm Bohumír Hauner, who lived from 1903 to 1982, was one of Czechoslovakia's leading bookbinders.
He was a master binder, and particularly his specialty was, I forgot the English word, you must help me, zlacení, that means engraving, here is the word. And he worked with gold a lot, because it's real gold, a very thin folios, which you use for doing titles, but larger images and pictures in leather. So that was his specialty. He was brilliant. He was one of the best Czech bookbinders. But, after the communist takeover, his profession, and so many of his colleagues, was dying, because there was no market for hand-bound books. Only a few poets or bibliophiles, people collecting books, like Jaroslav Seifer, the poet, my father was telling me about it. He used to come to his workshop and ask for special binding of his poems and so on.
Finally, going back in time somewhat, Milan Hauner's grandmother, Jitka Haunerova Stankova, was also a remarkable person. She played a leading role in the establishment of a school for deaf and dumb children on Prague's Stepanska Street, which opened its doors in 1917. Fate had led to her becoming an expert in the field.
She was, of course, shocked. My father was her first child, and when he lost his hearing due to meningitis, she devoted her fortune and her time to travelling abroad, inspecting the most advanced method for teaching deaf children in France and in Germany. And she imported these methods here and introduced them as member of the board. She made sure that the Czech teachers adopted the most advanced method. So Czech deaf children were lucky to get into, and not all of them were lucky to have this education, were used this combined methods, which consisted of the usual way of using sign language, which is natural. And then, of course, my parents used that too. But in addition, in order to communicate with the world of normal people with normal hearing, they learned how to speak. You know, the blurred language became clearer through systematic phonetic education, and they were also taught lip reading. So that was our preferred method at home, and they were very good at that. And when my father, who knew languages and was a secretary of the Czechoslovak Deaf Union, the organization of Czechoslovak Deaf, was invited to the United States in 1928, I think it was, and introduced to the president of the Gallaudet College, which is the first university of the deaf people in the United States, in Washington, he was surprised that, you know, their methods were based exclusively, and still are nowadays, on sign language. So American deaf people don't know how to communicate with people with normal, unless these people can use sign language, because they are not taught lip reading, they are not taught how to speak. So my father was quite astonished, because that cuts out, you know, they live in their own enclosure, in their own small world, without needing the contact, which is not good, I think. It's unnatural.